Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative. Today we will be speaking with Ron Pettit, Senior Manager, Disability Inclusion and ADA Compliance Trade Support and Service for Royal Caribbean Cruises. Ron, welcome to Travel Talk.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Ron, you have an extremely important job out there, and I want to start with just a couple questions here. Just let us know and tell me and our listeners about Royal Caribbean's programs for guests with disabilities.
Well, Royal Caribbean has been known as an industry leader for providing accessible cruise vacation experiences. You know, truly we believe that all of our guests have the option for a fully inclusive cruise experience. So we cater to people with disabilities of all different disabilities, including those with physical, mobility, hearing, visual, and other disabilities. So we've got a program that is rich in offerings for to meet all of those needs.
And Ron, when we talk about that, you have an extremely interesting program called Autism on the Seas, and you've won awards for this program. Let's discuss that a little bit more.
Well, we have a really great program for our guests with autism and other developmental disabilities. You know, we've been catering to families with autism for many years now, and we work with a company called Autism on the Seas, and we learned what it means to cater to this particular market. We've got a wonderful program of, you know, existing services that we can use for families with disabilities, say priority boarding, check-in, special dietary accommodations, including gluten-free meals. We have our Adventure Ocean Youth Program on board of ships that's inclusive of people with autism and developmental disabilities. And then about a couple of years ago, we became the first ever autism-friendly cruise line. And what this meant was is that we have all of those great services already in place, and then we added other autism-friendly services. For example, autism-friendly movies. You know, many movie theaters around the country have introduced sensory-friendly screenings. About one movie a month, they will provide a sensory-friendly screening. You know, think of your typical movie experience. The movie theater is dark. The sound is really loud. You're asked to be, you know, sit in your seat and be quiet and watch the movie. Well, an autism-friendly movie is completely the opposite. It means that, you know, the theater's not quite so dark. The sound isn't quite so loud. And everybody's encouraged to get up, walk around, talk during the movie. And that's what it makes it sensory or autism-friendly. And we have those on our ships. Obviously, we only show them when there's five or more individuals with autism on the sailing. So we have that. We also have Social Story. And this is downloadable on our website at royalcaribbean.com/autismfriendly. And the Social Story is a tool that's used by autism, you know, parents, by educators, and to help prepare their child for upcoming experiences. For example, going to the grocery store, going to school, going to the theater. And what we did is we adapted the Social Story all about cruising, and that helps families to prepare for upcoming cruises. And again, that's downloadable from our website. So we've added several autism-friendly features to help families with autism enhance their cruise experience.
Well, Ron, it is amazing that you have that on there, but you've also taken it a step further. You have an incredible group of staff on the ships, and the qualifications for them to become part of these programs. Let's talk about that as well, because that is an important and a commitment from Royal Caribbean.
Well, what we've done is that we've enhanced our training programs for our youth staff to help them better understand what it means to cater to families with autism. One of the things we introduced in the past year was this youth special needs form, which helps our staff to have that dialogue with the parents about what their child needs are when they are enrolled in the youth program, of course. So it goes over questions like, you know, what are your child's triggers? What are the behaviors that are shown when these triggers are presented? And what's the best way to calm the child down? What's the best way to communicate with the child? Because a lot of times individuals with autism are nonverbal. Sometimes they use gestures. Sometimes they point to pictures. And they have other means to communicate. So we have this youth special needs form available for our staff to be able to have that dialogue with parents and best how we can best customize their experience in our youth program on board the ship. So we've taken a lot of steps to prepare our staff in terms of understanding the needs of this unique market.
And Ron, when we look at these programs and what you have done to really make that person with any type of disability, but also have really looked and made it something where you understand the family dynamic. I'll tell you why I say that is because I'm working with some local chapters of whether it's Down syndrome, whether it's something else, to really bring some education to their chapters about traveling with disabilities and things like going through TSA and so forth. But when I hear the stories, one of the things that come out is the family doesn't feel that they really can travel. They listen to a lot of programs. They listen to our travel program, and they'd love to do certain things, but they feel that they are restricted because of whatever, you know, disability is out there. The other thing that the parents would like is just a little time by themselves. And with the programs that you have on board your cruises, they can get away for a little bit and really take it where their child, their young adult, whatever, has that opportunity to spend time with your incredible staff, and they can take a little alone time. That's something they don't get.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the challenges that we've had is getting the word out. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we became an autism-friendly cruise line, so that we can start to get the word out and about the wonderful things that we do. One of the things that we've done in terms of our program is to develop a autism advisory board. So when we became officially autism-friendly a couple of years ago, I had many experts call me and say, Ron, this is great thing that your company's doing. You are the first major travel company to welcome autism families and say, welcome aboard. And they gave me a long list of suggestions. And I'm not an autism expert. So what we did is we put those experts together along with some parents, individuals with autism, and we created an autism advisory board. So this is our outreach to the autism community in terms of how do we innovate and elevate our autism-friendly program to the next level. And we've gotten lots of great feedback, you know, about the things that we're doing. We're in the process of revamping our social story. And it's currently a little bit more of a workbook rather than a true social story with lots of pictures. So we've been able to revamp that. So we look for that. We're in the final stages of that right now, and we're looking to implement that in the next month or so. So look for a new updated social story on our website. The other thing that they suggested, and what's really interesting, kind of you mentioned a little bit, it's one of the things we learned about our guests with autism. Only about one-third of them are actually children 3 to 11. Another one-third are teens, you know, under 18, you know, 12 to 18. And then one-third of them are adults over 18. So that was actually kind of a surprise for us, because as we developed our autism-friendly program, we were kept thinking it was children, and so we spent a lot of time working on the children aspect of it. So one of the things that, you know, and we have some things for teens and adults, but not a lot. So one of the things, we posed this question to our Autism Advisory Board, and they suggested that we look at doing some meetup groups. You know, we have meetup groups on a board our shift for singles and newlyweds, so we did a similar format for special need teens and adults. So it's a hosted activity from our youth staff, crew staff, and it's an opportunity, and it's listed in the daily newspaper, and we give an opportunity for special teens and adults to meet up with each other, make friends, and then do things on their own. And we'll host this activity a couple times during the cruise. And we've tested this on board a few of our ships already, and it's gotten really great results. Now we got to look at expanding that fleet-wide. So we've been taking a look at our program by reaching out to the autism community, as well as taking some of their suggestions in terms of enhancing our program.
You know, Ron, the important part that I found is listening. Listening to the family story, listening to, as you do, and having
Bonnie,
an advice.
Can you speak up? I'm sorry.
Sure. What I found, yeah, no problem, Ron. What I found in my listening to the various local chapters as well is the family dynamics, the family stories, things like that. And that's incredible that you have a board that's designed to really reach out. Royal Caribbean doing that with the disability community is wonderful.
Yeah, I truly believe that reaching out to the community is important, because from them we can learn about what the needs of this market and make sure that, one, is our program as good as it could be? Are we doing the right stuff? Do we have the right mix of programs and services? You know, the different people that are represented on our advisory committee are some experts. We have somebody from Autism Society of America. We have somebody from the Autism Channel. Actually, that's an interesting component to our program. The Autism Channel has educational as well as entertainment programming that's autism related. And we provided that content. We've licensed the content on board our ships. Most of our ships, not all, but most, it's complimentary, it's on demand, and it provides a different option for families. So, you know, we're not just sitting with our current program and say, that's it. We want to add things. So like the fact that we're looking at meetup groups, we've already done the Autism Channel, and we continue to look at, I was at the Autism Society National Conference last week in New Orleans, and a couple of things happened there. One, we got an award, so we were happy to get that. Along with our partner, Autism Assist, we received the award for being Autism Business of the Year from the Autism Society of America, so that was a great honor. And then at the conference, we also met up with other providers talking about sensory rooms and sensory toys and things like that. So we continue to look at, you know, opportunities. Maybe we'll add sensory rooms on board our ships and piers. Maybe we'll add specifically designed, you know, sensory toys. So again, you know, the feedback from the community is important to us so that we can continue to, you know, innovate. That's the great thing I love about working at Royal Caribbean. We're a very innovative cruise line. We like to think outside of the box, and we do things that no other cruise line does.
Well, Ron, I know that there's some new things with accessibility on board the Quantum class ships. Can you address that one?
Let's talk about Quantum class. It's one of our newest class of ships, and we have Anthem of the Seas that's sailing out of New York Bayonne. One of the things that we have is North Star. It's a really great feature on our ship. Is a glass sphere that takes you up over the side of the ship, and you get a wonderful 360-degree views. That's wheelchair accessible. So that is something, you know, as we come up with new innovative experiences for our guests, we ensure that they become accessible. The other thing about our Anthem of the Seas, as well as other Quantum class ships, is we, the accessible junior suites, the suites that are accessible. It is the first time that we've been able to have a roll-in shower as well as a accessible bathtub. Our typical suite class product has bathtubs, but on the rest of the ships, the accessible suites only have the roll-in showers. So when Quantum Class came out, we added the bathtub in there, and we feel that's just a much more inclusive experience in offering our accessible guests a truly accessible suite product so that they can use either the bathtub or the shower. And the bathtub also has a transfer bench to assist them getting in and out of the bathtub. So we're kind of excited about those aspects. And again, Quantum Class also has automatic doors to the accessible rooms, which we're also very excited about because it is like the one of the number one features that our guests ask for in the accessible room. It creates independence for our guests to be able to enter and leave the room with ease. We all know that sometimes the stateroom doors are very heavy to open and close. So having an automatic door makes it really easy for guests with disabilities to enter and exit their stateroom. So those are some of the things that we have on board our Quantum Class ships. And again, specifically Anthem of the Seas is sailing out of New York, Bayonne, New Jersey.
Well, Ron, that's great. And you've also helped what we call in radio to paint the picture. You've painted the picture of what's on the ships. You've also given us the opportunity to discuss that people can travel with disabilities. Are there any other tips about how to have a great, accessible cruise vacation?
Yeah, there's lots of great tips. I mean, one of the things that I always recommend to our guests is use a travel agent because the travel agent has a wealth of knowledge about our cruise line products and services, including those that are accessible. One of the things that a lot of guests have concerns about, especially those with mobility disabilities and they use wheelchairs and scooters, is to take a look at the itinerary. A lot of our itineraries include ports that require tendering. As you know, and many others may not know, is that we have ports where the ship must dock, do not dock at a pier. They must dock in the harbor, anchor in the harbor, and they send smaller ships from our ship to the port. And so this requires transferring on and off the smaller ship, which can get problematic for guests in wheelchairs and scooters because there's usually not roll-on or roll-off access onto those tenders. And about one-third of our ports are tenders. So this is a good idea to take a look at the itinerary to make sure that it's an itinerary that you can use to get roll-on, roll-off experiences, meaning in the Caribbean. Eastern Caribbean itineraries tend to have more docked ports than Western. Western itinerary, Caribbean itineraries tend to have tender ports. If you go on our Oasis class ships, they always dock. So that's a really great option for many of our guests. And Alaska is also a great option because a lot of the ports there are docked as well. And similarly, Canada and New England are similar as well, although there's occasional tender ports here and there. So sometimes taking a look at the itinerary is really important. The other thing to take another tip to think about is book your accessible stateroom early. We have a large number of accessible staterooms, and they're available on all of our ships. Some ships have more than others. Oasis Class has up to 46 accessible staterooms amongst the different categories. And but many guests find that they have to book early to get them. We set them aside for guests with disabilities, but as soon as you know, book the accessible stateroom early on, and a travel agent can help you look for those rooms. And that's a really great tip to have.
Ron, you have given us a world of knowledge. You have answered many questions that we can get and will get as the frontline travel consultants about the fact, can I travel? And you have outlined the ability to do that, especially with Royal Caribbean Cruises, and your commitment personally and the company's commitment to enhance, listen, and really support the various communities that, you know, really need to have that opportunity to, as a family, as a group, to travel with disabilities. Ron, I sincerely thank you for joining us today. And it won't be the last time, because I'm real interested as you start to make some changes as well.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, for so much for inviting me here today. And I enjoy being here and sharing the great information that we have about accessible cruising, and I look forward to being back.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
To speak to a Travel Authority specialist, call 502-292-4763 or email me at traveltalk@thetravelauthority.com. Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015.
I was just so angry and frustrated.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate.
More than half of the victims of identity theft spent over a year trying to resolve issues.
It happened when we were traveling, which we were told doubles your risk.
Luckily, help is just a phone call away to Altour. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish I had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance.
Our lives will never be the same.
Iris Identity Protection through Altour. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
A big thank you to Jamie Kramer, who is here filling in for the one and only Colleen Wears. Hello, Jamie Kramer.
Thank you. Hey, good morning.
Well, Jamie, we get to be whisked away, as Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority does every week here, and we talk about these plans to travel, and I think most of us would like to do more traveling. Wouldn't you say, Bonnie?
Oh, definitely, and that seems to be what's happening, the trends and everything, as we look into 2017 and beyond, actually. And this is the time of the year. I've been saying this now for weeks. These are all the different little specials that are coming out, all the choices that you have. So why not? We're going to bring Tony Rowland on. Tony is our district sales manager for the area. And Tony is with Trafalgar Tours. And, you know, we've been on the air several times. We love Tony. She gives us all these great updates. We're going to talk about some real personal stories, too, which were really kind of fun when she was mentioning. But, you know, Trafalgar is, you know, Tony will say he loves to work with people who live to travel. And it is really fun to do that. And after 70 years of really refining the types of programs they do and industry leaders that they are, Tony, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning,
Tony. Ladies.
Well, good morning, Tony. And I know that we are going to be talking about, as Bonnie said, some more personal stories of travel. And I think that that's what makes travel so important, because it always is personal.
Always.
And that's what the Travel Authority does.
It's always, you know, and I love to say this, and I met with some businesses this week, actually, in the area. And I only walk in with a little pad of paper and nothing prepared, and I say, tell me about you. And that's what we do is a travel consultant, and Tony knows that. It's all about, tell us what you want to do, when you take away and come home, what is that one thing that's going to stand in your mind from your vacation? So, Tony, take us away.
Yes.
Take us away a little bit here.
Let's go away. Let's go away someplace very far. I just returned from Japan. And that, my friend, was an amazing destination. A lot of times people want to travel far, far away from home. However, when you go to a destination where you can't understand the language, because basically they're symbols, you know you have left the North America. Because sometimes through Europe, you can kind of figure your way through. What I loved about Japan was the culture and the people. And the city is so vibrant. I did what we, a tour called Leisurely Japan. And this will include Tokyo, Kyoto, and you can also add on Hiroshima. So I was able to go to Mount Fuji, which was beautiful. And for those who are adventurous, Mount Fuji actually is a pretty easy mountain to climb. And you can climb Mount Fuji within one day. It takes about 6 hours to climb and about another 5 to descend. So it's a fun adventure for those who want to try hiking a mountain. And I don't know if you guys are aware, Japan has one of the largest fish markets in the world. And because they're known for the tuna. Now, I like sushi. However, I'm a California roll type of girl.
Yeah, right.
When I was in Japan, I thought, you know what? This is what they're known for, so I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Our travel director arranged for cab to pick us up from the hotel because we had free time. And the cab driver picked us up, dropped us off at the fish market. Now, this fish market is huge. And they have bidding that goes on early morning, and it's open to the public around 9 a.m. So all of these stalls are open with all these different types of fish and food that you can try. And the tuna is about 6 feet long.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and Tony, you're not real tall yourself, so
I know.
That tuna may have been taller.
And so it was fresh. And the central part of the tuna, or the meaty part, is supposed to have the best flavor. And mind you, I've never had raw tuna before. So the guy sliced a very thin piece of tuna, put it over rice, soaked it in soy sauce, and it was divine.
So you went from California roll to fresh tuna from the largest fish market in the world.
And that's
right
her,
there.
And that will be her takeaway from her trip to Japan.
Well, that's amazing, though. I mean, that's quite a leap, I have to say, Tony.
It's a huge leap, and it was amazing. And you know what I found out about Japan? The people are very friendly, and it's a very clean country, extremely clean. In their cab, the cab drivers, they wear white gloves, and they have these little doilies on the back of the car seat. And
wow.
It's pure white. I don't know how they keep them that white. But I loved it. And then we went to Kyoto. I don't know if you guys ever read that book, Memoirs of a Geisha?
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got to go to the Geisha district, and that was amazing. Now, there are two types of Geisha girls. One is going to be your senior, and you can tell by the dress, and they are not allowed to marry. The one Geisha girl that we met, she's been doing this for 15 years. And she has a 9-year-old son, and she's been living with this guy for 10 years. And if she gets married, she loses her career. And
wow.
Then I also met one that's in training. They have a school for them to go to in training. And within 2 years, and when they put the makeup on, you can kind of tell the difference between a senior and a young geisha girl. The young ones, until they complete their training, only their bottom lip is painted red.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The top part is white.
That's interesting.
And they're very well educated because they're there to entertain. They will dance, and then they will come, and they will talk to the guests. And the Gion District is what it's called, where you can go and have dinner and enjoy a show. But if you don't want to do the shows around 6 p.m., you can see all the geisha girls off to work in their full outfit. It was amazing.
Well, one thing, Tony, and I know that, you know, this is a destination that may be on many people's list of places to go in the world. Air service out of the United States or North America in general is incredible. There are so many flights that land in Japan. The frequency is there. And, you know, coupling that together with your program, and how many days was that you went on this one?
At leisure for Japan, I do believe it's 12 days. And what we also include the bullet train. Now, that's experience to ride the bullet train. Mm-hmm. And what I love, even though you're in a different culture, you can't understand any of the signs, our travel directors make it seamless so that our guests, everything is taken care of, and all they have to do is enjoy and soak up the culture of Japan.
Well, and that's what makes the trip. I mean, it really does. I know that on any of these escorted trips and everything that you take, your tour directors, they are with you 24/7. They get to know the group. They get to know the different things that you want to do that might be a little bit different, that's not included, but that since you have free time to do. They make a difference, and I know that on Trafalgar, they definitely have. You have another incredible story, and this one is near and dear to my heart because Crystal knows, and some of our listeners may remember, I am working on an entire program of traveling with any type of disability.
Yes.
And I'm making some great headway with community involvement here, too, as well. But this one is just kind of, this is a tour director that stepped up to the plate. So why don't you tell our listeners about this?
I met a wonderful gentleman last week, James Moore. He's hearing impaired. He came to one of my shows. And prior to the show, we made arrangements for an interpreter to be there so that he can fully understand and take everything in. Well, James arrived to the show early, and the interpreter was there, so we were able to conversate and find out a little bit about each other. Come to find out, James traveled with us in 2012. Actually, he went to Asia. He did not have an interpreter during his trip. However, our travel director made this experience for him so easy. He would write down everything. He allowed James to sit in the front because James can read lips. He said out of all the trips that he had taken, this by far was the best because of the attention that the travel director gave him, the knowledge that he learned from all the places that he visited, and he also traveled with his wife, who was hearing impaired. And he asked if he could speak after my show to tell the audience how wonderful Trafalgar is and how he enjoyed his trip. Do you know he touched me? Because the interpreter would let us know what he was saying. He had the time of his life, and so now he wants to travel again, and now he wants to take a group of hearing impaired travelers to Italy with us.
I mean,
that's amazing.
It is amazing, and that's that's what you know. You can do anything as long as there's somebody out there supporting the effort. And I know I have listeners who say, I guess I'll never be able to go to some of those destinations because they've approached me with it, and that's why I'm putting so many of these programs together, and will announce that probably in the next month as to some of the things, ideas, and things that can be done. But when I hear stories like that, mm-hmm. when somebody steps up, spare the moment type of thing, and really reaches the heart of a traveler especially, and then now they're just going to go and they're going to enjoy the world type of thing. And it's interesting because if they're looking at Italy, some of your top trending trips are like the best of Italy. Well, Iceland's out there. We all know the ultimate Iceland. And the scenic Scandinavia. So great trips. And Europe right now in general, I mean, there's a lot of... There's a lot of more interest this year, definitely. There's a lot of people making reservations. But I started the show out with, this is the time of the year, right, Tony? This is the time that we all know that we don't get into pricing on our shows and stuff, but we talk about some of the value and some of the opportunities of saving. But it's doing it now as opposed to waiting until, you know, a couple months from now. This is your best opportunity if you're thinking about travel.
Yes, it is. And you mentioned Italy. Italy is the number one destination for all of Europe. And actually, I just returned from Italy. So I was in Italy in September and Japan in August. I do love my job.
I was going to say, Tony, if you don't love your job, I'm thinking there's several people I'm looking right around the room at would say in a heartbeat.
Yeah, seriously.
I loved it, and I did the best of Italy. So it was a great experience because Italy is an amazing country. And I don't know if you guys know, it didn't become like unified or considered a country until the mid-1800s. So prior to that, there were individual states, such as Rome, Florence, and Venice, and each had their own flavor of food, their own dialect. And so when you go and you visit it now, knowing the history of it, you can really appreciate when you go to Rome, when you go to Sorrento. Sorrento is known for its inlaid woodmaking. When you head up to Venice, of course, it's known for the Venetian mass and the different types of food. And I always used to jokingly tell people, I ate my way through that country.
Well, based on all the interviews we've all done together, Tony, I would agree you eat your way through most countries that you go to.
That's okay. You know, I've done the tour of Italy, but it was at the Olive Garden, so...
we can expand upon that. How does that sound?
Let's try to do the best of Italy next time, right, Crystal.
Because you get a good flavor and a good taste of the country, and we are known for our Be My Guest. Mm-hmm. Our Be My Guest is where you dine in the family's home. So it really gets you inside the destination, so you can really get to know the people, their heritage, their customs. And the one that we have... the best of Italy is in the Lake District, Lago Maggiore. And it's with the Telly family, and you take a boat over to an island, and you're on this beautiful lake, and you're able to sit down, have a meal with the family, and learn about their customs, their history. And this is what people love. They love those little insider tips. They want to see the must-see sites, but they also like feeling special that, you know what, we got to eat in the locals' home. Not, you just can't normally do that. And another highlight of my trip was we are one of the preferred vendors with the Vatican, which means that we get some special privileges. Do you know what we're going to be doing next year, Bonnie?
Oh, no, tell us, because this is a 2017 new what's hot and what's new.
What's hot is we will have an after-hours tour of the Vatican. It would be a private tour, and it will include dinner inside the museum.
Wow.
Well,
how did you swing that, Tony?
Ah.
I know. It's because of our preferred status, our relationship with the Vatican. And this is a wonderful treat because I don't know if your listeners are aware just how busy, mm-hmm, how popular the Vatican is. About 20,000 people a day visit the Vatican. And it's a long line. They let in between 4,000 and 5,000 per hour. We bypass all the lines. We, mm-hmm, go during the day. We get right in. However, on 6 of our Italy itineraries, we will have a private tour in the evening after hours, and we will also have dinner.
And that is special. That really is.
That's
great what's new going on for 2017. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at some of the... you know, the savings that are going on some of these too. But you need to make those reservations for the most part by around November 8th at the latest. The sooner, the better, because all this inventory, everyone's hearing it starts to sell out. So if you want to have that private dinner and private viewing of the Vatican, I can tell you, I've been to the Vatican, and to have a private, that would be amazing.
This sounds amazing. And, you know, it's interesting, Tony, since we've talked several times, since Bonnie has allowed me to almost eavesdrop into your amazing conversations, I have to say this almost seems too good to be true, but that it isn't. You can literally book this. You can have an inside, very immersive private tour of the Vatican. That's incredible.
And it's in honor of our 70-year anniversary. Trafalgar has been in business for 70 years, so we're so excited for all of the wonderful celebrations that we will have next year. And, Bonnie, as you mentioned, we do have some wonderful specials. We have a savings of $1,000 per couple, and you have to book by November the 8th. That would be air and land included.
That is incredible.
Or we have the... early payment discount of 10% on the land. So whichever one comes out the best, the travel agents at the travel authority can check for you when they help the client select the perfect guided vacation for their family.
And that's really where it's coming down to then, Bonnie, because people are listening and they're saying, Well, obviously, I have to take advantage of this. I have to do this. And I have to bring my spouse, my loved one, my mom, my dad, my whole family, my children, whatever it might take. They call the travel authority to get that done.
They do. And that's where we get into always talking about that multi-generational travel, that special occasion, whether you want to do something and say, okay, the gift of travel and around the holidays, and we're all going to, by the way, we're all going to take a trip, okay? You can do that. Adventure. I mean, it's not just, hi, I get on a motor coach, I tour around, I get off on a motor coach. These trips are so different than they have had in many years ago. People want more activities. People want more up close and personal. And Trafalgar has just been around a very long time. When you celebrate 70 years, you've established relationships in all these destinations. You do get the privileges that go with that because that's a commitment that they've made for all these years with all these destinations.
Well, and the best way to describe it, and I think the way that people want to travel these days, is they want to be immersive. They want to be in the mix. They, you know, some people might still want to get on a motor coach and like get, take my picture and go. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's why if you talk to someone from the travel authority, and Bonnie is there with her handy-dandy notebook taking all of the information about you, she's going to find out what you want to do, and she's going to create something that is perfect for you.
Absolutely. And with the help of, you know, Tony and an incredible organization of Trafalgar is, we get those privileges, too. We have that opportunity because of, you know, our commitment in the industry that's been, you know, in our world as well.
Well, Tony, I have to say, I know it's time to say goodbye. I'd love to listen to these stories all day long. It would be so much fun to do that. But you can experience everything that Tony experienced. You went to Japan, Tony, and you went from the sushi that is really not sushi to literally eating raw fish right there at the fish market, and you climbed a mountain. So we got to say, for this girl, there ain't no mountain high enough, and you can do that too. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. You guys have a great day.
You too. Tony.
And of course, to you, Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you for letting us have a peek inside your world. And we can be right there with you just by getting in touch with the Travel Authority.
Yes, you can. And we have multiple offices all over. So just go to our website and then look us up. Give me a call. Obviously, it's a love. It's a passion love that we do.
Well, we love having you. We love talking to you. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
Until next week.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015.
I was just so angry and frustrated.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate.
More than half of the victims of identity theft spent over a year trying to resolve issues.
It happened when we were traveling, which we were told doubles your risk.
Luckily, help is just a phone call away to Altour. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish I had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance.
Our lives will never be the same.
Iris Identity Protection through Altour. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Welcome back to Travel Talk, presented by the Travel Authority. I'm your host, Bonnie Pintozzi, and I'd like to share a few travel tips, ideas, and opportunities for you at this time. You know, planning a trip today can be really confusing and very time-consuming.
So that's why as a travel consultant, we really get into looking at everything that we can do to really benefit your trip planning. Today, our guest helped us see the world, whether you travel with a disability or not, that all things are possible, and we're there to help you discover or rediscover the fun of travel. With that said, it is anticipated that a lot of people are going to be requesting passports, new ones, or just renewals. And the State Department is advising us to advise our clients as well to get those requests in sooner than later. In an age where sometimes we experience certain national disasters or other things that are going on in the world, the State Department is really urging the travelers to turn to the dedicated website and join the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program called STEP. It offers up-to-date information on travel to countries around the world, and also it gives you that opportunity to, you know, really know what you want to do ahead of time and also be able to process and go through the different security checks as well. So they're calling it a tsunami, basically, of interest. So if you're applying for your passport, it's expiring, you got to make sure there are two blank pages in that passport. The passport is kind of a disruption to that dream vacation that we help you plan. So we really urge you to let us help you. We'll help you, you know, in the direction of getting a brand new passport or renewing your passport. But don't wait until the last minute, because if you do wait until the last minute, there are ways to expedite a passport or a renewal like that, but it will also cost you a lot of money to have that happen. So let us help you when you're planning that wonderful trip out of the country. Also, the importance of travel insurance. We saw recently that, you know, with the various hurricanes that come in as well, once a hurricane is named, you cannot take the travel insurance out to cover that trip you're planning. Travel insurance is vital to what you're doing. It really needs to address all those needs that you want. There are different types of travel insurance, but we really want to make sure that you understand that if you leave home without travel insurance and things do happen, and maybe you have to come home earlier, there's things that happened at home or happened to you there, you really want to make sure that you have the right travel insurance and that you take that with you. And you need to be thinking about your travel insurance when you're making those plans, when you're putting money down, because you want that coverage. And I started this out by talking about the recent hurricanes. The recent hurricanes are true proof that when flights are canceled and there's a lot of waivers that are given out and things like that, that's one thing. But depending on what your trip is, depending on if the cruise line or whatever is still going and they're able to, you know, sail out of a different port, and that's what we see when hurricanes happen, especially in the Caribbean, that the cruise lines have the right to change ports and things like that. But just the peace of mind of having travel insurance. And you also hear on this radio program all about the identity theft insurance that we offer. That one is amazing. It's something that you can keep on a year-round basis. We really do worry as individuals about our personal information being hacked, in a sense. So it's not just when you leave the country or when you're traveling. It's also a good peace of mind thing while you're home. Our agents at the Travel Authority are really well-versed in making sure that they offer you not only the travel insurance for your trip, but also the identity theft insurance as well. And don't forget that foreign currency. You know, we have a full boat of different programs and stuff that we can take care of, but the foreign currency is also a must if you're leaving the country and being able to take some of that stuff with you. There are so many value added, so many programs that the Travel Authority has, and that's truly that value of the travel agency. You know, more and more people are saying, you know, we're coming back to that traditional travel agency because it's confusing. We get on the web, we don't know what we're talking about. Looks nice, maybe nice picture, but then again, we don't really have the time. We don't want to do that. That's what you do for a living, and it truly is what we do for a living. So I just wanted to make sure that at the end of our show today that we really talk about that And there are one more thing. There's going to be another little value added out there as well. I looked at celebrity cruises this morning, and I will tell you that there's an opportunity to really save if you want to go away before the year end. If you want to go away before the year end, we have a program in place that it's really, you can save so much money. Think about taking one of the 2016 sailings. Now, this is cruise only. $449, you save up to $200 a person. It's kind of one of these end of the year sales that are going on. But if you can't go in 2016, obviously, there are lots of programs out there for 2017 and beyond. So I urge you to take advantage of these opportunities. This is the time of the year, not only for something left from 2016, which is a great opportunity, or something going forward into 2017. Every one of the suppliers in the industry, whether it's a tour company, a hotel chain, or something going on with the tour companies, they all want to know that you have been taken care of. You have your plans, your dreams have been met, and what happens is, you know, you might wait, may not see some of the value added, and you may not have the selection of your choice. Listening to the show today, hopefully we gave you that excitement, that feeling of passion to go forward. And we thank you, as always, for joining us every Saturday on the Travel Authority Travel Program. And we wish you well this week, and we'll talk next week.
Aruba, Jamaica. Called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego Bay. Tales in the midnight, that dream.